This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, all of you can tell one of my favorite publications is ProPublica. I hope you'll make it yours as well. They're doing the type of journalism that is sorely missing, we seldom see anymore. And it's important investigative journalism, and it's extensive journalism. They're not just doing it for, you know, a certain number, under a certain number word limit to get a certain number of whatever, but it's really in depth. We have been talking a great deal about this whole suppression of critical race theory, which really means more than that. It's a suppression of multicultural learning, history in a different lens. We know we need that in America for the sake of diversity. And so joining us today to talk about it, his piece is entitled Muzzled by DeSantis, Critical Race Theory professors cancel courses or modify their teaching. Daniel Golden joins us from ProPublica. Daniel, happy new year. How are you, buddy?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. So you took a look at this individual. It's called the Individual Freedom Act, correct, in Florida. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, DeSantis often calls it the Stop Woke Act, but yeah, officially, it's either HB 7 or the Individual Freedom Act.
Now, at the moment, isn't there a court injunction in place? Is that still in place?
Yes, there is. The federal court has stayed the implementation of the law on the grounds that it's constitutes censorship. And the state is appealed to the 11th Circuit, which is somewhat conservative. So we'll see what they have to say. And you know, it could end up going to the Supreme Court, I would guess.
Now, this is a suit filed against the Individual Freedom Act or the Stop Woke Act. A suit filed by whom?
This is a suit filed by some of the advocacy groups in the state. There have been a number of suits filed. One was by the faculty union, but I don't think this is a faculty union one. I think it's a different free speech group.
Okay. Now, you talked with several professors at Florida University. One, Jonathan Cox at University of Central Florida. He's one that canceled his class, did he not?
That's right. Well, he canceled two classes that had to do with race. And in addition, another professor in the sociology department at UCF canceled a class, with the result that this past fall, of all the sociology department at UCF, which is Florida's largest university by enrollment, did not offer a single class on race. And of course, race is a very important topic, and sociology departments normally are the place where it's discussed most often. So this was kind of shocking. And the chairman of the department described it as an absolute tragedy that UCF sociology students could not take any courses on race last semester. Now, this was before the court order, so the professors were very worried that by teaching about race, they might be exposed to lawsuits or lose their jobs, particularly Cox, who doesn't have tenure, so he doesn't have job security.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you also quoted him as saying, one of the fears, and this is one of the aspects of the law, isn't it? You can be reported for teaching about race, whether you're actually by someone who's may or may not even be in the class, right? Anybody can just look at the curriculum and say, hey, this is what's going on over here.
That can happen. And also Florida passed another law under DeSantis, which said that students can record the professor's lectures in order to file a complaint about political bias. So a lot of the professors there, not just Cox, are worried that students might be recording lectures. And some of them have switched from a lecture format to a discussion format, which you can't record a discussion because it would involve recording other students. And that's not allowed without their consent in Florida. Yeah. So, they're quite vulnerable. And, the law directly in Florida directly targets what Cox would have been teaching, because the law says you can't teach about, you have to teach that racial colorblindness is a virtue. You can't teach that it's racist. But in sociology classes, one of the most common things that they teach nowadays is, what's called colorblind racism, which is basically the idea that policies like might not say that they're about race, but they really are. They might be ostensibly race neutral. So like, for example, voter ID laws or three strikes and you're out policies or drug laws, they're about race gerrymandering. You know, they don't say, well, we're doing this for a racial purpose, but clearly they have a racial intent and impact. And that's what Cox would have taught about, but the law, prohibits it. And that's why the classes were canceled.
So this is a professor. I believe you also found that universities themselves are hamstrung in terms of defending professors, correct?
Absolutely. Because, these laws apply to public universities, and public universities get state funding. And the administrators at the universities are scared that they'll lose state funding if they push back against these laws. So it's true in Florida. That's also true in other states that have anti-CRT laws, like Idaho. I mean, I did an earlier piece where I looked at Boise State University, and the president there had come from UC Santa Cruz in California, which is, quite a liberal place, totally unprepared for the assault by the legislators and just kind of rolled over. There's been a lot of caving by university administrators who are worried about jeopardizing their funding.
I also was intrigued by your reporting about the University of Tennessee and their leadership saying to professors, I believe, that it would be up to the Republican Attorney General in Tennessee to even allow the university to defend its own professors if any suit came up.
That's absolutely right. Tennessee did tell its professors that. A lot of the faculty were shocked. And in fact, in the provost, when I asked them about this, they said, this is routine. But they also said that the provost didn't believe that the Tennessee law was any kind of threat to free speech or the professors' ability to teach what they want. And so it's clear that the support for the professors at Tennessee is pretty lukewarm. And, if they get sued under the law, they'll be having to pay for private representation.
You also tell the story of a teacher, a professor, a sociologist at Florida State's College of Social Sciences and Public Policy, Chantel Bugs. And this is a college that has only two tenured Black faculty. She's trying to reach tenure. Talk to us about how this whole critical race theory issue has affected her.
Well, Chantel, as you say, is an untenured sociologist at Florida State, and she's kind of a star. She's a wonderful teacher. She's quite prominent in the field and the professional organizations. And so she, felt she was very likely to get tenure. And she may still be very likely, but she's seen some warning signs that disturb her. So, for example, She started a course there called Critical Race Theory, and the department asked her to change the name of the course because, you know, right-wing websites had identified this as one of the courses, you know, that they were targeting. And so she agreed to change the name. They also asked her to postpone for a year her tenure consideration because they have a COVID-related extension. You could take a one-year extension. They asked her to do that. She thought she wouldn't need to. She thought she'd get tenure right away. They said, well, you know, you don't really have enough publications to qualify, or it's not a guarantee down, you know, as this gets up to the university administration. But, you know, she detected that her chances were not, she wasn't the shoe-in that she had expected to be. And we'll see. She comes up for tenure now, you know, in the next academic year, and we'll see what happens. But it's led her to at least think about looking for jobs outside Florida.
Sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You also chronicle the plight of one of our HBCUs, Florida A&M University. What's the intersection between this critical race theory debate and Florida A&M?
Well, what the intersection I saw there is that critical race theory is about studying systemic racism in America, racism in laws, in policies, in institutions. And the right wing just says there is no systemic racism. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous. You know, I talked with Charlie Kirk, who runs Turning Point USA, this conservative network on campuses. And he was speaking at Tallahassee when I was there. And he said, oh, you know, systemic racism is as absurd as flat earth theory. But in fact, I mean, you know, it seemed like systemic racism was right under his nose there in Tallahassee, in the sense that you have Florida State there, which is this lush, beautiful campus. And then right across the railroad tracks is Florida A&M with, you know, rusted pipes and cracked sidewalks and a general sort of air of, you know, under-resourced. And students at Florida A&M are currently suing the state, saying that it hasn't provided enough financial support for A&M, and that, you know, out of racial bias, and that, for example, the criteria used in awarding funding include things like 4-year graduation rates. Well, schools with a lot of low-income students generally have lower graduation rates. So, you know, you should take that into account if, you know, as a criterion. So, and I talked to some of those students who were plaintiffs in the case, and they said, you know, this, we love Florida A&M, but it's badly under-resourced. If we're in, the science students said, you know, if we go into the lab, we generally can't finish our labs. We don't have the equipment. We have to go over to Florida State to finish our labs. So it's like the conservatives are living in one world and Charlie Kirk is saying, you know, systemic racism, that's ridiculous. It doesn't exist in this country. Why don't you just, you know, take a walk up the hill and look at Florida A&M and compare it to Florida State and then tell me what you think.
And not only that, I mean, they will make the argument that critical race theory isn't necessary. As you quoted Kirk, there's no such thing as systemic racism. But critical race theory is not it. What you just described, even in the very state of Florida, and we know others, we know other HBCUs that are suing states for the, you know, Maryland, big case in Maryland. Whereas there is systemic racism in the underfunding of HBCUs, Daniel, that's not critical race theory. That's critical race application. You know, that's the thing that's funny about it. Y'all don't want to teach this, but just in this very area of education, if you say we're not going to talk about anything else in terms of critical race and how systemic racism is applied, any other aspect of life, within the very system of education where you're trying to outlaw it and regulate it, it is there by application. That, to me, that's the paradox of the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It documents the theory, right? It's evidence. It's factual. The other thing is, you could say that a law like the Individual Freedom Act or the Stop Woke Law, whatever you want to call it, is in fact, it's kind of a documentation of the systemic racism that the conservatives say doesn't exist, because it's an effort by the legislature to stop discussion of these issues in the classroom in, you know, higher education. And so isn't that kind of systemic racism to say you can't discuss race relations in your sociology class? So I think that it's clearly, they don't really think that it's an absurd thing. It's just, they just think that politically, we think it's advantageous to call it that. And we don't want people, you know, we want to tell people not to talk about it. So, that, you know, it's, I went to Charlie Kirk's talk and I got in line. I asked him the question. I said, you claim to be against censorship. You claim to be in favor of free speech. How do you view these laws in Florida that abridge the free speech of teachers trying to talk about systemic racism? And that's when he said, oh, it's not a free speech issue. It's a curriculum issue. It's just too absurd to be included in the curriculum. You know, I think that response is absurd.
Yeah, it is. And it shows how much we have devolved as a society here in the midst of Dr. King, the anniversary of Dr. King's birthday. You know, to have been in a fight for schools to have integration, for affirmative action to be put in place. And now it's like, we got a big affirmative action case in front of the Supreme Court, by the way. So even in terms of, you know, actual learning, what's being taught in the classroom, it's not a good thing. It sounds like you've been following this issue a little bit. Is that something you're going to continue to do?
Yeah, I hope to. I'm looking now for, you know, where else should I write about? What fresh angles are there to follow? And, you know, I wrote about Idaho. I wrote about Florida. I might take a look at another state. We'll see. It's I'm still seeing what tips I get and where, you know, my instincts might lead me.
Folks, it's also important to acknowledge, just before we go, what Daniel's doing, because there has been some speculation and some school of thought. And we know this has happened with other issues, what I'm about to say, where the CRT blow up was something, particularly in Virginia, it was something that was escalated for the purpose of winning elections. And then sometimes this stuff goes away. But as Daniel is chronicling, that's not the case in all these states. Some folk are still holding on to this anti-CRT kind of agenda. And it's not just in an election cycle.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that some people maybe in the progressive camp felt, oh, this is just, something, a talking point. It's political theater. It's not really having an impact on the ground. But, you know, my sense in Florida is, yeah, DeSantis wants to actually have an impact on, you know, at what's happening at universities. I mean, he seems to be doubling down. It's not just rhetoric. I mean, he, with this new college, another institution in Florida, he just completely revamped the board of trustees to put in all conservatives. He wants to turn it into a bastion of conservative thought. I mean, this is a real part of their agenda. I think they feel like if we can get some votes by talking about it, we'll get even more votes by actually doing it.
Right.
So, and I think if DeSantis or somebody like him wins the presidency in 2024, you'll probably see executive orders that try and apply what's happened in Florida or Idaho to the whole country.
Yeah, yeah, that's scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So, folks, that's why we must be vigilant. That's why we need the kind of journalism that Daniel is offering vis-a-vis ProPublica, real journalism, reporting these facts and doing this type of investigative, providing this type of investigative evidence. Daniel, we thank you. And, folks, for the record, let the record reflect that Daniel's in Boston. We talked about this before we opened our mics. I had a Red Sox on the show, and we got along nicely. Dan, I've been nice and polite, haven't I? I've treated you. Have I treated you well?
Absolutely. You couldn't have treated me any better if I was a Yankee fan.
I appreciate that. And you know, we shared some notes with each other for both our teams, so we'll be fine. Daniel, look forward to more reporting on this. And actually, I'm working with a group that is getting more involved in chronicling some of the anti-CRT behavior in different school districts. When I get some more information, I may share that with you as well, so you can hear about some of the things I'm hearing about, okay?
That'd be terrific. I love that. Thank you.
Appreciate your vigilance as a journalist. So we appreciate ProPublica. Check out, once again, Dan's piece, and we'll link to it everywhere alongside the show, folks. Check it out. Muzzled by DeSantis, Critical Race Theory. Professors cancel courses or modify their teaching at ProPublica.org. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.